Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, I have a transfer on the line. Her name is Latasha Collins, Collins.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you want her phone number or anything, or can I go ahead and transfer?
Is it the 504-427-3844?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I got it.
All right, awesome. All right, Miss Collins, you're in good hands. I'm transferring now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Latasha. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Myself.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And what type of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And when were you diagnosed?
In September of 2023.
And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes. I used the Pacific one for over 7 years.
Okay. Right. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
The doctor is Melissa Bailey. That's M-E-S-S-I-L-A, I want to say. Melissa Bailey, and at Baylor University Medical Center.
Okay. And then what city was that in?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay. And was that the one on 3500 Gaston Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And did you use hair relaxer for more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I want to say 3 to 4 times a month.
You said 3 to 4 times a month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So then around 40 times per year?
Roughly, yes.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And what is your date of birth?
September 8,
1983. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
And do you know of anyone else who was also affected and diagnosed after using hair relaxer?
Not that I know of, no, ma'am.
Okay. Right. And then as far as your usage, what state were you using the hair relaxer in?
In the state of Texas.
And do you remember when you first started using hair relaxer, what year that was?
It was 2016.
2016?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when did you stop?
September of 2023, last year.
September. And you said you were applying it weekly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I have thick, coarse hair, and I get my hair done a lot. So.
Oh, so you've used it for 7 consecutive years?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you doing this at home, or was it at a salon, or both?
Both.
Okay. Do you remember the salon's name?
Honestly, most salons here where I'm at is inside a person's home.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. And then the ones that you were doing at home, do you remember where you purchased the product from?
Walmart, beauty supply stores like some called JJ's Beauty Supply. I've been to several different beauty supply houses, but for the most part, like Walgreens or Walmart.
Okay. Okay, and do you remember what brand of hair relaxer you were using?
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. And did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer?
I would say a year.
Okay. And as far as your diagnosis, did you receive any treatment?
I received chemotherapy, a partial hysterectomy, and pain medication.
Pain medication. Do you remember your treatment date?
My treatment, the exact date.
No, it could be an estimate.
Oh, September 2023? Yeah.
September of 2023?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then for your treating doctor, is that the same Dr. Melissa Bailey, or was that a different one?
It's the same doctor. She's the OBGYN.
Okay. Melissa, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female, African-American female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Latasha.
Yes, ma'am.
And last name, Collins?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your primary email address?
CEO Barbie, Barbie83@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am. The 504?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your social?
463-65-4225.
Right. And then can I get your current home address?
3175 Easter, like Easter egg. Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216, apartment 156.
156?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do have them stored somewhere, but they can also be pulled up at the hospital.
Okay. Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Who would I use? I can use my daughter.
Okay. Does
Her
she
name is
live with you?
Victoria. No.
Okay. And then can you spell her first and last name?
Shatoria. Her last name, Junior, Junior.
Thank you. And then just her phone number.
945-261-6877.
All right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link.
Okay.
So whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Either way is fine.
Okay.
Okay. I think that was a text. Okay. 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 Think I finished. Continue. You're done signing. Continue.
Oh, yeah, I just received it.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line just so you have my number, and I'll send you the attorney's information as well. So they should be giving you a
Okay.
call within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next steps.
Okay.
Right. But if you do miss their call, you can either let me know or you can give them a call back at the number I sent you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Well, then thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you so much. You too.
Have a good day.
You too.